Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood with Bob Crosby and Ronald Reagan as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show.
Magic.
Yes, presented by the Rexall Drug Company and the 10,000 independent druggists who have made Rexall part of their own store names, here is Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. It's a real thrill to be on the air for those friendly Rexall people. And I'd like to get our new series rolling with Hoo Hoo Hoo.
Whose little boy? Whose little boy? Whose little boy are you? Who, who's chickadee? Who's honeybee? Whose little he are you? Who, who, who's little male? Who's ginger ale? Whose fairy tale come true? Who, who's little lamb? Strawberry jam? Whose candy jam are you? Who is a lucky girl? You saved all your kissing for. Who is the whom? To whom the groom? Soon will mean all this and more too. Who do you know? Who loves you so? Who's feeling mighty fine? Who's she? She's me, little boy. Why, little boy, my little boy of mine. The little cats and jammer thinks you are the cat's pajamas. Who, who was it for here to tell you? Yes, indeed, I love you. Ask the bees above you. Who, 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 who? Butcher, baker, doctor, lawyer, candle maker. Who, who, I know you know the answer. Guess I am the who's this. Guess I am the what's this.
Who's little who are you?
And who is the lucky girl? You saved all your kissing for. Who is the whom? To whom the groom? Soon will mean all this and more too. Who do you know? Who loves you so? Who's feeling mighty fine?
Who's she?
She's me, little boy. Why, little boy? My little boy, you're mine. Who's little boy? My pride and joy.
This is Roy Rowan speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of their own store names. They've done that because they recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. One of the latest benefits brought to you exclusively by Rexall family druggists is the Ann Delafield Reducing Plan, the easiest, most natural, most pleasant way in the world to lose weight. And why shouldn't it be? For Ann Delafield has helped more people lose weight successfully than any other beauty and nutrition authority in the world. Her plan is based on years of scientific research and actual experience with overweight people. Follow it faithfully, and you lose those ugly and dangerous excess pounds without going hungry, without counting calories, without taking all the fun out of life. Be happy, be slender. Ask about the Ann Delafield Reducing Plan at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Well, Doris, what's on the agenda?
Well, you ought to know, Roy. You announced that Bob Crosby and Ronald Reagan are on tonight, so that means good music and good fun. And right now, folks, I want to sing a song that seems to get better every year. The Lullaby of Broadway.
Come on along, listen to a lullaby. Come on along, listen to a lullaby. Everybody's got lots of things to do, but take time out to listen, 'cause here's a
lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the Daffy Dills who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway.
All day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the
much, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time to present the guy whose bobcats brought Dixieland jazz back into favor, and whom you can hear now as head man of the very popular radio show Club 15, my good friend and former boss, Mr. Bob Crosby.
Hi, everyone. Gee, I wish you wouldn't call me Mr. Doris. That's my wealthy brother. Ever. Brother, may I say that it's always nice to see an ex-employee doing so well.
Thank you, Robert. Say, you know, when I left Cincinnati to go on the road with you and the Bobcats, it was my very first trip away from home.
Well, that figure. I've been told that I'm the reason that young girls leave home.
Oh, come on, don't get so conceited. You know, there were a lot of other swell boys in the band, too.
Yeah.
And let's see, which one was it that everybody called the Washington Wolf?
Well, I'm from Spokane, so I ought to know. Dodo, you changed all of that. You converted a bunch of bobcats who thought they were wolves into a pack of very well-trained Maltese cats.
Well, all I know is the boys were just wonderful to me.
Well, how could they have been otherwise? You were sweet 16 and had never been away from home. But Dodo, you're real cute, and yet there was something about you that always put the boys on their best behavior.
Something about me? What?
Your mother.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you something, though. It hardly seems possible today to think back to the time that you worked for me for $35 a week. See, I wonder why you ever did it.
Well, you convinced me that it was the prestige that was important.
That's right.
That salary didn't count at all.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I hope somebody pulled that same argument on you.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Last week, I made a deal to go to work for Jack Benny.
I hear Jack is a pretty shrewd guy with a buck.
Well, he's no dope with nickels and dimes either. You know what Jack's been doing?
What?
He takes all of his old toupees, sews rabbit tails on the back, and sells them to Kafafa for coonskin hats.
Oh, no. Bob, if this discussion about money started on account of the salary you used to pay me, well, you can drop it. Instead of shooting the breeze, how about breezing into a song for us? Okay, boss?
Okay, Doris. Here's a little rundown on Just a Little Lovin'.
Just a little loving will go a long way, and you will make me happy the rest of my day. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave, 'cause just a little loving will go a long way. Ever since that time began, love has ruled the world. Even Adam set the pace and started it a whirl. I met you, and now I know that you're the one for me. Come on back, and you will plainly see.
Just a little loving will go a long way, and you will make me happy the rest of my day. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way.
That I love you. If you did, you'd come on back and make my dreams come true. Your eyes, your lips, your loving kisses seem to linger yet. I'll forgive, but please don't you forget.
Just a little loving will go a long way, and you will make me happy the rest of my day. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way. A little loving will go a long, long way.
Thank you, Bob. That was wonderful. You know, folks, I get a lot of letters from the boys in the services, and they give me a pretty good idea of what they like. Take this one, for instance, from Corporal Sam Johnson in Tokyo. Sam writes, "Dear Doris, right now, most of us in my outfit are spending as much time as we can catching up on our correspondence. We figure that the more letters we write, the more answers we can expect to get. And believe me, there's nothing like a letter from home. Well, Doris, you're on my list, and that's why I'm writing to you. Incidentally, if you get a chance on your show, I sure would like to hear you sing that new song hit, Be Anything But Be Mine. Well, lots more letters to write, so I'll close for now. And thanks a lot. Signed, Corporal Sam Johnson." Well, folks, I guess that speaks for itself. So if you'll promise to take care of the letters, I'll take care of the incidentally right now. Here it is, Sam, just for you.
Be a beggar, be a thief, be my sunshine or my grief. Be anything but darling, be mine. Be a wise man, be a treat me tender or be cruel. Be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder, be master of all you survey. Fail and it still doesn't matter. If you love me, everything is okay. Be the angel of my prayers. Be the devil who cares. Be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder, be master of all you survey. Fail and it still doesn't matter. Cause if you love me, everything is over.
And now, here's Ann Delafield herself to tell you more about her easy, natural way to lose weight. Miss Delafield.
I'll tell you the secret of the popularity of my reducing plan. Those who've tried it have not only achieved amazing success, but they've enjoyed every minute of it. My appetite reducer wafers are called the greatest blessing a hungry person ever had, because they keep you from feeling hungry while you're losing those excess pounds. And if you follow my appetizing menus and faithfully take my vitamins, you'll have new vital energy. If your doctor's assured you that nothing organic is causing your overweight, then your way to a richer, fuller life is the Ann Delafield Reducing Plan. Ask for it at any Rexall drugstore and start losing weight today.
One of the nice things about working in show business is the nice people you get to work with and to know. I recently finished making The Winning Team, the story of Grover Cleveland Alexander, and that's when I really got to know Ronald Reagan, a wonderful guy who played a wonderful part.
Now take it easy, Doris. Take it easy. My ears are burning.
Hey, Ronnie, it really looks strange to see you without a baseball glove.
You know, it almost feels strange to be without one. Doris, it's going to be a long time before I get another part like that of old Alex. I sure had fun playing it.
Oh, I know you did. Especially the baseball scenes. You know, you took to that part like a duck takes to water.
Well, why not? I've been playing baseball ever since I was 3 years old.
Since you were three?
That's right. Some kids are born baseball players. I was a little late.
Well, you got an early start anyway.
Then, when I was five, I always hung around the 10 and 12-year-old kids. They'd never think of starting a baseball game without me.
Oh, they wouldn't?
They couldn't. My stomach was third base.
Well, it's obvious that your youth was devoted exclusively to baseball.
Nothing else interested me. Until I was 18 years old, I considered baseball the national pastime.
Oh? What happened then?
I found out about girls.
And that's when you decided it was just as much fun to pitch woo as to pitch a ball, huh? Say, you know, Ronnie, in Moonlight Bay, I was a tomboy who played baseball with the boys' team.
I remember that. Did you get a kick out of playing, Doris?
Oh, I sure did. Except that I was afraid of one kid, a freckle-faced, buck-tooth little character.
Well, what worried you about him?
Well, he was so buck-tooth, when he slid into a base, he could spike you from either end.
Well, those are the risks of the game. Baseball's not for sissies.
Say, excuse me, Ronnie, but I saw a preview of the winning team, and I loved it. But you know, if I'd been making it, I'd have done a little different.
Bob, what makes you such an expert on baseball?
Well, through nepotism, my brother Bing, he owns a hunk of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, I saw the standings in the paper. They're not doing too well.
I know. Somebody wrote a song about the Pirates. There's a ball team in the cellar in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Say, Bob, just what would you have done with the winning team?
Well, now, if you and Ronnie will come out the ballpark, I'll show you.
Okay. Take us out to the ball game. Take us out to the park.
I will play Alex the pitching great.
And I can be Amy his sweet loving mate.
And I will be Rogers Hornsby. Fans still worship his fame.
Yahoo!
So it's one, two, three strikes. You're out at the old ball game.
All right, now, all right. Come on, you guys. Come on. We're in the thick of the pennant race, and I brought old Alex out of retirement to make sure we bring that flag home to St. Louis. You guys all know your baseball inside out, so before you go out on that field today, there's one thing I want you to do.
What's that, Rog?
Take off those football uniforms.
Okay, Rog.
And there's one more thing, guys. One more thing. This game means a lot to me. If we win it, I can pay off the mortgage on my old grandmother's house. So win it for my poor old grandmother.
Okay, Raj. By the way, who's playing shortstop?
My poor old grandmother. Now remember, we've got to win this game and the pennant. St. Louis has been in the cellar so long, they're starting to keep score on the gas meter. Come on now, fellas. Let's get out there. Let's play ball.
Amy.
Hello, Alex.
Amy, you shouldn't have come down here to the locker room.
Well, why not?
Well, you know ball players. They can never let a curve go by without taking a swing at it.
Oh, I just had to come down to see you, Alex. Are you in good condition?
Sure, baby. Don't worry about me. When I started practicing for my comeback, I couldn't hit the side of a barn with a baseball. But now I'm okay.
You are?
Sure. Now I can hit the side of a barn 3 times out of 4. I told all the guys on the team that my pitching arm is in shape again. I hope they believe me.
Oh, they do. On the way in here, I heard some of them talking, and one said, "Boy, that Alex, he sure can throw it."
It's good to know they got confidence in me.
Oh, but Alex, you've got double vision. Did you tell Raj that your vision is bad?
No, Amy, and don't you tell him either.
Hey, Alex. Alex, it's the 7th inning, and we need you.
What's the score, Raj?
St. Louis 3, Chicago 84. I got to take my pitcher out. They're beginning to hit him. Looks like I got to put you in, Alex.
Oh, you can't do it, Raj. His vision is bad. He doesn't see well.
Don't believe it, Raj. My vision is fine.
But it isn't, I tell you.
Amy, are you sure that Alex don't see well?
Well, I can prove it. For the last 2 months, when he leaves the house in the morning, he kisses the maid goodbye.
Well, that doesn't prove anything. I do the same thing, and my eyes are perfect. Now, Alex, we're in a tough spot. They got the bases loaded. Lazari is at bat. It's up to you. Now, you got courage, Alex. You got courage. So go on out there and fight.
Okay. Give me my glove.
Look at him walk out to that mound, Amy.
Come on, Alex. Strike him out.
He's winding up.
Stay right, one. Stay right, two. Stay right, three.
Alex, you did it. You did it.
You sure did, Alex. He couldn't even see that ball. Boy, Alex, you can still do tricks with a baseball.
That's the funny thing about that.
What do you mean?
I did the whole thing without a ball.
We sure had fun with your version of the winning team, but the original is a lot different, you know.
That's right, Bob. It has humor, but it has a lot of other things, too. A tender love story, pathos, great characters, and the action scenes show why baseball has become the great American game that it is.
I'll go along with that run. The picture had something else that, to me, was pretty wonderful. The scene where the family gathered in the big farmhouse kitchen to decorate the Christmas tree, that was a real taffy pull. Packages were wrapped, mistletoe was hung, and Amy sang Old St. Nicholas. Remember that scene, Ron?
It'll be a long time before I forget it. Hey, Doris, sing it for us now, huh?
All right, I'd love to.
Old St. Nicholas, you're the one who jumped for joy whenever oh, so jolly old St. Nicholas passes by, spreading spirit with a twinkling eye. Old St. Nicholas overhead, you hang a twig of merry mistletoe, and old St. Nicholas, gay are we, catch your kisses near the Yuletide tree. How does it feel to be such a Mr. Big King of the party each year? How does it feel to be so full of captivating Christmas cheer? So, old St. Nicholas, here's to you. A toast for bringing goodies to the young and old St. Nicholas, hip hooray. Have a happy Christmas day. There's a merry little man we know, and to everybody's home he'll go. When the weather's at a cold degree, can't you guess who it can be? Old St. Nicholas, you're the one who jumps for joy whenever. Oh, so jolly old St. Nicholas passes by, spreading spirit with a twinkling eye.
Old St. Nicholas overhead,
old St. Nicholas overhead,
and
old St. Nicholas gay eyes.
snatching kisses near the Yuletide tree.
Wouldn't you know that you'd be responsible for all the holiday noise?
Wouldn't you know that we'd be just like other little girls and boys?
So, St. Nicholas, here's to you, a toast for bringing goodies to the young and old. St. Nicholas, hip hooray, have a happy Christmas day. Have a happy Christmas day.
Old St. Nicholas.
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 Have a happy Christmas day.
Friends, if you're one of thousands who have tried weight-reducing plans that have brought nothing but distress or have punished your body with starvation diets, then I urge you to investigate the Ann Delafield Reducing Plan. Here is a way to lose those ugly and dangerous excess pounds easily, naturally, pleasantly. Here is the plan where you don't go hungry. You don't count calories. It's actually easy. It's actually fun. Those who have tried it are enthusiastic. Listen.
My name is Judith Nash. Not long ago, I weighed 161 pounds. I looked and felt terrible. Then I tried the Ann Delafield Reducing Plan. With the aid of the wonderful appetite reducer, I lost 27 pounds and never felt better in my life.
Be happy. Be slender. Ask about the Ann Delafield Reducing Plan at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
You know, fellas, I just love that song, Old St. Nicholas. But it did seem a little out of season doing a Christmas song this time of year.
Well, you can make up for it at Christmas time by singing June is Busting Out All Over. I'm going to say so long now, Doris.
Me too, Dolo. Say, I want to get up early tomorrow morning, get down to the May Company.
Oh, what for?
Well, you just made me realize that there's only 184 more shopping days till Christmas.
So long, fellas, and thanks so much for being with us tonight. Well, folks, I guess that about brings us to the end of our first show for Rexall, and I sincerely hope you liked it. Incidentally, if there's a particular favorite song you'd like to hear, just drop me a line, won't you? Meanwhile, until we get together again next week...
I love each moment with you, love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you, where I belong, singing my songs for you.
So long, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by Jesse Goldstein and David Gregory. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen co-starring with tonight's guest, Ronald Reagan, in The Winning Team. Bob Crosby is heard on the Campbell Soup Club 15 show on CBS Radio. The Doris Day Show is heard by the men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Roy Rowan reminding you to visit your friendly Rexall druggist. Good night. See you next Sunday. This is the CBS Radio Network.